want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends, from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
Join us every Thursdays at
1
on CIC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter.
Oh, well.
Welcome to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. Since it is, in fact, August 27th, which is insane, I wanted to do a bunch of, like, end of summer sounds, songs, whatever. And so I started off with Reunion by Korea Girl. I don't know. I just feel like it's very, like, nostalgic-y. It's not, like, it's a nostalgic song for me. It just sounds nostalgic. I found it on TikTok. I don't remember how. I think it was probably someone doing a fit check, and I was like, oh, my God, this song is crazy. And it's just been on my rotation since the beginning of August, so I had to include it. What I have next is Blood on My Hands by The Sundays. I feel like this album, like the Sundays Blind album, is very, like, transitional between summer and fall. So I had to include it. And also that album is banger after banger. It's got Wild Horses on it. It's insane.
Gotta afford to listen to what they say. whatever it takes, whenever it's real, whatever awaits, whatever you need, however so slight.
Host Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, this is the like end of summer episode. So I just sort of got a bunch of songs that sounds like the end of summer. What I just had playing was Spit on a Stranger by Pavement. This is from their 1999 album, Terror Twilight. I feel like I said this about the Sundays, that they feel very like transitional between August and September, where it's like the in-between of fall and summer. And I feel like Pavement is also one of them. They've also been like, I've been not obsessed, but like really in a Pavement mood, because I'm sure as everyone knows, Oasis played in Toronto on Monday and Sunday. I did not get tickets, which is like absolutely heartbreaking. Like that concert would have been my Taylor Swift, if that makes sense. Like it would have been huge for me. And so on Sunday, I was so sad I didn't get tickets. I was like, I need something music to watch, but like that has nothing to do with Oasis. And so I watched the, like, I think it came out in Sundance, like the film festival last year. Pavement, it's like a mockumentary sort of thing about the band Pavement, and they have like the original lineup, and then they also had like a fake, it was like a fake documentary of how they were making a movie, like a biopic about Pavement, and they had like Joe Keery in it, and it was really cool. I really enjoyed it. It was a spin on like the whole biopic movement, which was really neat. And I do think, like, obviously it was in Sundance, so it was like indie film, whatever, but it was really cool. They had like a section where they had like the original band and they were like getting interviewed and stuff, and then they had like a section where they had like real actors faking being actors for said biopic, and then they had like, oh, we're making a jukebox musical about Pavement. And this is the, like, well, not about Pavement, but, like, with Pavement's music. And this is what it's going to look like. It was really cool. I recommend watching it. What I have up next is Home by Mac DeMarco off of his new album Guitar, followed by Real Thing by Alex G, also off his new album. I don't know. Alex G and Mac DeMarco feel like the end of summer to me, where it's like so hot, but also like it gets cold at night and everything's winding down. So I had to include it.
These days I'd much rather be on my own. No more walking those streets that I once called my home. Because down every lane there are faces and names that have memories attached that I'd sooner.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, this is the end of summer episode. It's just like movies that feel like the nostalgia of the end of August. What I just had playing was Alex G with Real Thing. And before that, it was Home by Mac DeMarco, both new releases. And what I have up next is Afternoon Bike Ride with their new song, Miss Universe, which I think they're from Montreal or Toronto. I can't remember which one, but I just recently discovered them from like the Spotify, like new fresh finds indie music. And I think they're sick. I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, this is the end of summer episode, so we're winding down from those hot, disgusting days, and it is finally cool. Thank goodness. It's been insane lifeguarding when it's been like 43. I don't think I've ever been that hot in my entire life. And I've been to like Disney in Florida where it's like so insanely hot. Anyway, what I just had playing was Water From Your Eyes with Blood on the Dollar from their new album, It's a Beautiful Place, which just came out last Friday. I haven't listened to it all the way through, but I've been like picking away at it and I adore it. I think no one's doing it like them. Their sound is so like original. It's really cool. And then what I have up next is Jefferson Airplane with Embryonic Journey. Something about like 70s, I guess, psychedelic rock feels very like end of summer to me. It's also probably because I am always thinking about having a 70s summer and a 70s fall because I feel like I was born in the wrong generation. Not born in the wrong generation, but if I could time travel, it would be to the 70s. So it feels very, like, topical. Anyway, I hope you guys...
Listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
Betty came by on the highway. Said she had a word to say about things today and fallen leaves. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose, but she believed. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can,
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Nick Drake with River Man. And what I have up next is Future Games by Fleetwood Mac. I feel like Fleetwood Mac is like the band of summer. And so in order to like close off summer, I had to loop it back around and play some Fleetwood Mac. I think some of their best stuff is like the really like low-key stuff, like Only Over You is another really good one. Future Games is a really good one. I think it's called Sunny Side of Life is a really good one. It's on like my August playlist. I just can't remember what it's called. I think it's Sunny Side of Heaven is what it's called. I really like the like 70s instrumental tracks. I think they're really good. And like Nick Drake will always be the man, the goat. The strings always make me emotional, and I'm feeling not emotional, but sort of like, aw, summer's over. That's crazy. Nostalgic already for summer. And so I feel like Nick Drake provides me some like solace in that, I don't know what the right word is, but like that feeling. And I feel like I can really sit with that feeling with these songs. And then after Future Games, I have Willow Logic by Gord Downie. a little less 70s, leaning towards, I think, the 90s is when this album came out, but it has that same, like, guitar with the strings and, like, cool production and things like that, so I just had to include it. That's really all for now. I'll be back. I hope you guys enjoy the next couple of songs.
framework.
Anything once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, you missed out. I have two songs left. It is Horse Jumper of Love with their song Ugly Brunette, followed by The Summer Ends by American Football. I feel like American Football is the epitome of end of August, beginning of September into October music. Any of that, like, Midwest emo is very fall. So is, like, shoegaze, and I feel like Horse Jumper of Love leans into that. It's very, like, grungy, which feels end of summer, beginning of fall type beat, if that makes sense. I really, like, don't have a lot to say. I'm hoping the music speaks for itself this episode, because I think I'm sad that summer's over. I'm really excited to go back to school and start school again and actually have things to do besides just working. That's really exciting. But also the fact that I'm going back to school is kind of disgusting. That's crazy. I feel like it was just April and I just got back and I just finished exams and it's already August, end of August. Like, what? That's insane. I've accomplished so much, I'm sure, in theory. We shall see if that pays off. I'm at a loss for words, really. Anyway, if you guys don't already follow the Instagram, it's I'll Try Anything Once program. I do little graphics. I've started, I got a free subscription for a month to Adobe, which is insane. We have to pay for it. So I'm going to try and experiment with the graphics a little more. Hopefully it pays off. We shall see. This is my first time using like Adobe Illustrator or Photoshop or anything like that. So we're going to see. That's like my project until September, at least, when classes pick up and things like that. But as I was saying, if you follow the Instagram, you'll get to see like sneak peeks of what the episodes are going to be. And then you can impress your friends and be like, I already knew. Anyways, I'll be back next week. I hope you guys enjoy the last little bit of summer.